USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Taiwan's defense ministry says a Chinese weather balloon landed on one of its outlying islands. The ministry statement overnight said the balloon carried equipment registered to a state-owned electronics company in the northern city of Taiyuan. A publicity officer at the company identified in the report said it had provided electronics but had not built the balloon, and the gear was sold to the China Meteorological Administration. Nearly 2 weeks after a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed in East Palestine, Ohio, frustration is being reported on the part of the residents near the border of Pennsylvania. The EPA says it's monitoring the area, including inside hundreds of homes, and so far nothing has been found, while some residents are claiming not feeling well. Republican Governor Mike DeWine.
We just handed a couple minutes ago the results of the testing of the village's water supply. There's five separate wells, and we now have results back from all the wells. All the wells indicate the testing is negative. It's clear that water certainly can be consumed by residents.
President Biden spoke at the White House Thursday after being pressured by both Democrats and Republicans in Congress to tell the American people what the administration knew about the spy balloon that was visible over the USA for more than a week.
We are going to keep our allies and the Congress contemporaneously informed of all we know and all we learn.
Biden said the three other unmanned aerial objects he ordered to be shot down by the military were most likely tied to private companies, recreation, or research institutions, and were not connected to the Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down on February 4th.
So I make no apologies for taking down that balloon.
In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Japan's space agency aborted the inaugural launch of its next-generation H-3 rocket this morning after the auxiliary booster engines failed to ignite. The main engine of the rocket, which is carrying an observation satellite and an experimental sensor to detect missile launches, had already ignited when the launch was halted. Officials called it an aborted launch and not a failure because it was suspended as a result of safety features that functioned properly. Japan hopes to try again soon as the current launch window closes on March 10th. Former Vice President Mike Pence says it's unconstitutional, and he will fight a subpoena to testify before a grand jury investigating former President Trump and the 2020 election.
The Republican, who's weighing a run for president in 2024, called the subpoena unprecedented and unconstitutional.
No vice president in American history has ever been summoned into court to testify about the president with whom they served. And I think to do so by subpoena would undermine the relationship between the president and the vice president for generations.
Special counsel Jack Smith subpoenaed Pence last week seeking information on Trump's potential role in the riot. Pence has vowed to take the case all the way to the Supreme Court. I'm Dave Collins.
The man who walked into Michigan State University unopposed and shot 8 students, killing 3, was found with 2 handguns and a note containing a possible motive. Anthony McRae carried a note revealing he felt he was slighted in some way by people or businesses. Lance Pry, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.